Meigs County, Ohio has a complicated history with marijuana. Meigs County Gold has been grown illegally for years. Legend has it, that was the strain of choice for musicians like the Grateful Dead and Willie Nelson when they toured Ohio. But for locals like Meigs County Commissioner Randy Smith, that isn't a source of pride. Instead, it felt like a target on his back.
If you're going to the Columbus Zoo, Kings Island, lock your cars because they see the Meigs County tag, and it was almost inevitable you were going to come back to your car with busted windows. The idea would be they were in there looking for marijuana.
In 2016, Ohio became the 26th state to legalize medical marijuana. That means Meigs County and residents like Smith are changing the way they think about the plant. Smith is not an advocate for medical marijuana, but he says the decline of the region's main industry, coal, reduced tax revenues and left hundreds in his community without jobs. Meigs County consistently is in the top 10 for highest unemployment rates in the state at around 8%. Maybe medical marijuana could help.
So all these big job creators that we did have are no longer there, so where else do you tap from? It's got to be a place that you didn't have it from before. It's either going to be technology or it's going to be something brand new like this.
Local officials around the Ohio Valley are rallying around medical marijuana for the potential economic benefits. But delays in state programs and limits on licenses make it difficult for rural communities to cash in. Kentucky has yet to legalize medical marijuana. West Virginia legalized medical marijuana in 2017, but officials estimate it will be years before the program is operational. Ohio's program is slowly rolling out, but operational. Early results show why people like Smith are pushing hard to get into the new industry. An advisory committee met earlier this month in Columbus to hear updates from the three state agencies in the Ohio Medical Marijuana Control Program. Mark Hamlin from the Commerce Department told members nearly $3.5 million worth of marijuana has been sold since the first dispensary opened on January 16th. He says it's possible the rate of sales could increase soon because, up to this point, marijuana has only been available as a flower product.
We definitely think that there have been people who were waiting until there was manufactured product before they would sign up, certainly before they would go buy.
Additional products such as oils and edibles will start to stream into the market, with two of Ohio's 39 licensed processors now operational. Less than half of the state's licensed 56 dispensaries are open so far. Grant Miller, a liaison for the State Board of Pharmacy, says the agency works with dispensaries to make sure they meet regulations.
There's a lot that goes into the process of issuing a certificate of operation, but at its core, it's about the licensee showing the board that they have fulfilled everything that they said they would be doing in their application.
That includes security, local zoning, and training employees to use the state's prescription monitoring program. The Harvest Dispensary in Athens, Ohio, is working with the Board of Pharmacy to get operation approval. Harvest Health and Recreation Incorporated is an Arizona-based cannabis company with operations in 16 states. Ben Kimbrough, Public Affairs Director for Harvest, says the process in Ohio is similar to other states.
This is a medical product by necessity that has to be regulated.
As a publicly traded company, Kimbrough says Harvest also sees itself as an economic partner to the community. And he understands the local desire to get involved in the marijuana industry.
It's just a really special time to be involved in growing the markets, educating patients, getting to work with lawmakers.
The Harvest Corporation was also awarded a Level 1 cultivator license for a facility in nearby Lawrence County. This designation allows them to grow cannabis in a facility with up to 25,000 square feet. A company in Meigs County also applied but was only awarded a Level 2 license, which allows only 3,000 square feet. Randy Smith says this means fewer jobs.
Locally, the impact has been very anticlimactic. It's just not what we had hoped it would be.
Applicants competed for 29 cultivation licenses, 16 of which are Level 1, with most being awarded to more populated metro areas. Smith says he's disappointed the state didn't give more consideration to places like Meigs County that could have used these jobs to replace ones lost to coal's decline. He hopes the state will someday add more licenses, and they'll be ready to fight for the opportunity if that day comes.
A chance, a fighting chance. There's too many good people in this part of the state, and that's all we need.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Aaron Payne.